Lecture 16, Baroque Instrumental Form Part 2, Ritornello Form and the Baroque Concerto.
Welcome back to How to Listen to and Understand Great Music. This is Lecture 16, and its title is Ritornello Form and the Baroque Concerto. My friends, we must now take a brief diversion and discuss instrumental genre. Instrumental genre. This refers to the grouping of instruments and how we classify these groupings of instruments. The broadest and most generic such division of instrumental genre has to do with the difference between what we call orchestral music and what we call chamber music. Again, this is the most basic, generic, instrumental classification. Orchestral versus chamber. Let's define them properly. A chamber work is a piece of music written for one player per part. Let me repeat, and then I'll define that more specifically. A chamber work is a composition written for one player per part. For example, a string quartet, perhaps the most magnificent and time-honored of all chamber genres. A string quartet is an organization, obviously, consisting of four strings: a first violin, a second violin, a viola, and a cello. Each of those instruments has their own part, their own music to play, and when they play together, the whole is greater than those four parts. But we have one player per part. So by definition, that is a chamber genre, string quartet. An orchestral work, on the other hand, is a work in which one or more of the parts is doubled. One or more of the parts are doubled. For example, we go to hear an orchestra, a modern orchestra, and we sit down and we look at that string section, and there's strings everywhere we see. From the left to the right, we see the first violins, the second violins, the violas, the celli, properly called the violin celli, and the basses. Now, in your typical modern orchestra, we're going to have 16 to 18 first violinists. They are all playing the same part. We're going to have 14 to 16 second violinists. They are all playing the same part. We will have 12 violas. We will have 10 celli. We will have 8 basses. Each of those sections is also playing the same part. So we would say that the first violin section is not just doubled, it's 18-tupled, 18 players playing the same part. We will define as orchestral, then, any composition where one or more of the instrumental parts is doubled. That is, where you have one or more player playing one of the parts. And this is as good, as handy, and as inclusive a definition as we can ask for in terms of orchestral music. Now, before we depart this broad generic division between chamber and orchestral, some of you might be thinking, okay, great, but what's a chamber orchestra? Oh my goodness, it's a designation that throws a terrible stick into the spokes of my definitions, but really not so bad. A chamber orchestra, my friends, is an instrumental organization that looks like a miniature orchestra where we have one each of each orchestral instrument, but none of them is doubled. So we might have an ensemble, let's say, of 10 or 11 pieces where we have one first violin, one second violin, one viola, one cello, one bass, one clarinet, one flute, one French horn, one trombone, and a piano. It looks like a miniature orchestra on stage because we've sampled so many of the individual instruments from an orchestra, but no one of them is doubled. That is our definition of a chamber orchestra. Back to the important definitions, that is, the distinction between chamber and orchestral. It was during the late 1600s that the distinction between chamber and orchestral first came to be perceived, an important statement worth hearing again. It was during the late 1600s that the distinction between chamber and orchestral first came to be perceived. It was at this time a very loose distinction. In the late 1600s, a very loose distinction indeed. Rarely were works actually composed for orchestra so much as arranged for orchestra. Let me give you an example. Oh, at some small church or in some small court, we might have five or six instruments in constant employ. One violin, one viola, one trumpet, one flute, one oboe, let's say.